Hi everyone, it's Angela Stockman. Welcome to Make Rating Planning Camp. I'm excited that you're hanging out with me this summer, and I'm intrigued by the fact that you chose audio. I'm wondering how this is useful to you, so I'm hoping that you'll come and chat with me about that once you've gained a little bit of experience with the course and you have some feedback to share with me. My hope was that some of you would be able to listen to me as you're walking or hanging out on the beach or even working on your curriculum and not tethered to a screen. So let me know how that works out for you. This welcome session is pretty quick. My intention is to let you know what the course is all about, what materials you'll need, how you might move through it successfully, and where to find me if you get stuck or you want to bounce some ideas around or get some feedback. All of this is completely fine. My hope was to create an experience for you this summer that would reacquaint you with the beautiful and inspiring aspects of planning. I can remember being so excited to design units and to design lessons that were really sort of out of the box and exciting for my students and meaningful. And that never disappeared as I grew older. But I will tell you that the last year, it's been heavy. And that heaviness has sort of covered up all of the things that brought me a lot of light and joy. And one of my friends said to me last week, she sent me an email and said that I was roaring out of this pandemic, and I want you to roar too. So I've designed Planning Camp as an opportunity for you to try to rediscover and reacquaint yourself with the things that you love about designing learning experiences for writers. There are four different modules inside of this course. The first is all about creating a shared vision for a gorgeous year with the writers you serve. The second module is all about creating a blueprint for your year. The third is all about creating a blueprint for your units. And the last is all about designing lessons. I've incorporated many different planning approaches, perspectives, and frameworks, not with the intention to suggest to you that these are the ways that things should be done, but to give you diverse perspectives that might even inspire you to come up with approaches of your own. My hope is that we can come to a place where curriculum creation is highly creative, it thrives on diverse perspective taking, and that it is very multimodal, that there is a lot of texture and beauty and energy and light inside of it. So the way that we use materials and the way that we think about this, the way that we generate ideas and share them with one another, and especially the agility inside of the tools that we're using, it's all so important. So what materials are you going to want to have? That depends on who you are and what you love to create with. I will tell you, I am personally a huge fan of foam boards and sticky notes and sketchbooks. And I love flares. I love to be able to doodle and sketch things up and move ideas around and throw some out and not feel as committed as I often do when I'm working inside of a word processing tool or a spreadsheet or a curriculum mapping tool online. So this is all about movement, and it's all about being able to mix and remix ideas and kind of sculpt a curriculum for yourself without feeling as if it needs to be perfect. This work is for you and you alone this summer. You're designing it to serve your students well, but there is no audience for this work except for you right now. So use the tools and the materials and the frameworks that help you get the most out of this process and bring out the best of your thinking and creativity. When it comes time to translate what's going on with this work for other audiences, you know, I'm gonna help you choose and make decisions around the forms of communication that might be best. And you might have specific ones that your particular organization requires, and that's beautiful. The modes that we use to express ourselves, they need to shift in response to the audiences that are, you know, kind of consuming the message. Right now, you're your own audience. So please use materials this summer that really inspire you and that are rewarding to work with and that most of all allow you to be an experimental teacher this summer. I'm really excited about that. What you're going to find inside, as I explained before, is I'm trying to give you lots of examples for what it might look like to plan your year, units, and lessons at the pre-K2 level, in grades 3 through 5, and in middle school. I am throwing some high school examples in here as well, because I feel like my middle school friends might be able to adapt them. And also, I know that there might be some high school-minded teachers who dip into this work and come hang out with us at least for a little bit. There are plans that you are certainly welcome to be inspired by, but you need to know that the purpose of this course for me is to really begin to build conceptual understandings of the elements of high quality curriculum design so that you notice them at work across all sorts of different curriculum resources, whether it is a program that you may not be so fond of, but your system is committed to, or whether it is an approach that comes with curriculum resources that you absolutely love and you want to be able to hold on to that forever. So you need to make sure it's adaptable over time, or whether you're designing your own stuff. It doesn't necessarily matter where your curriculum is coming from. What matters is that you know how to assess its quality and make it movable and mixable and really responsive to the writers that you serve. We've learned a lot about the importance of that this year. This work is not going to require you to throw away anything you're committed to or that your school system expects you to maintain fidelity to. It is going to help you to learn to analyze and apply and sort of connect the elements of quality curriculum design and reconnect them in ways that are really inventive and that allow for some integration of new things that you're really excited about using. Conceptual learning is something that was brought to me by Julie Stern and her colleagues, and I'm going to be speaking a tiny bit about their work, introducing you to their book, and even giving it away later on as you get into future modules. If you are not connected to Julie Stern and the Learning That Transfers crew and Education to Save the World, I recommend that you shut this off right now and go Google that particular name and get yourself connected to those people. Because I am offering in this course a translation of what I've learned from their work and how it's impacting my own. That's a very narrow translation though, and their work serves everyone of all ages in every content area and well beyond the realm of school. It is fascinating and inspiring and elegant and really pretty simple to lift. And these are things that we need right now, so go have a peek. If you get stuck, please come and find me. There is a workbook for this course, and my contact information is in the first few pages. That workbook can also be saved. It can be downloaded. It can be printed. If you choose to use the digital version, though, you're going to be able to click on the links that are inside, and they're going to take you directly to different resources and websites that I'm recommending. You'll also want to make sure that you know there is no deadline here. So you can start when you want. You can go as far as you want to this summer. I am going to be hosting office hours throughout the entire year. So if you just get to a place where you're sketching up a blueprint of your year and you want to wait to do your unit planning until you're actually back at school and do it bit by bit through the school year with me, that's perfect. That is just in time professional learning, and I'm happy to support it. I'm excited that you're here, everyone. I hope that you'll reach out if you have other questions or feedback for me, and I look forward to working with you. Stop by some office hours because I'd love to see what you're up to and help you more.